Chapter 4. 99, 100. I wait until Minerva has wished us good night and left the room before I turn to Jonah.
I know what fairy tale we're in, I exclaim. Don't you?
Jonah shakes his head. I roll my eyes. Don't you remember Nana reading us The Princess and the Pea? I ask. Jonah wrinkles his nose.
I hate peas. They're mushy.
I totally agree. But according to the story, a real princess is able to feel a pea that's under the bottom mattress, even though there are a ton of mattresses piled on top of it. Jonah scrunches up his face.
How is that possible? It would be totally squashed. Unless it's a frozen pea. Is it a frozen pea?
I don't know. Probably not. But in the story, a girl claiming to be a princess felt the pea. And that's how everyone knew she was truly a princess.
But why would anyone care if she could feel a pea? Jonah argues.
I sat on a string bean at dinner last night and didn't even say anything. I just peeled it off my pants.
I laugh. Should I tell you the whole story?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, a prince wanted to marry a princess, but only a real princess, and he couldn't find one. One rainy night, a girl came to his castle seeking shelter from the storm. She claimed to be a princess.
Was she? Jonah asks.
Well, his mother, the queen, wasn't sure, so she decided to make the girl prove it.
So the queen put a pea under the girl's mattress to see if she could feel it? Jonah asks.
The queen put the pea under the first mattress, and then a whole bunch more mattresses on top. Only a real princess would be able to feel the tiny pea under all those mattresses.
So in the morning, the girl said the bed was really uncomfortable? Jonah asks.
Yep, she couldn't sleep a wink. So they knew.
And the prince found his princess, Jonah says.
Right.
Did the princess eat the pea for breakfast the next morning? Jonah asks.
I doubt it, I say. That's kind of disgusting. He smiles.
Not if it had ketchup on it.
I sigh. My brother is obsessed with ketchup. There's a knock on the door, and Belly pokes her head in the room.
It's me, Belly. I've brought your ladders for you, she says shyly.
Ladders. Of course. That's how I'll be able to get up to the top of the bed.
Thanks, I say as Belly comes inside holding two ladders.
I like your name, Jonah tells her.
Belly smiles.
My real name is Isabel, but everyone calls me Belly for short.
She places a ladder at the end of each bed.
So, Belly, I say, will we meet the prince in the morning?
She looks at me in total confusion.
What prince?
Doesn't a prince live here? I ask. I mean, isn't that why they have the mattresses set up like this? Just in case they have to test a princess?
No prince lives here, she says.
Why are there beds with 100 mattresses? Jonah asks. I mean, why not just one mattress per bed? Isn't that the normal way?
My question's exactly. Thank you, Jonah. Belly bites her lip.
Tradition, I guess.
Tradition? I ask.
Because there's so much flooding here in Bog, Belly says. If you're up high, you won't get wet. We give guests extra mattresses just in case. Bog is actually famous for its mattresses. Back when our dear departed king was young, he started a mattress factory. There are several mattress stores in the village. Even the people from the neighboring kingdom of Bug come here to buy their mattresses because the quality is so good.
Jonah's eyes practically pop out of his head.
Did you say Bug?
Belly giggles.
Yes, Bug. It used to have a different name, but got renamed for how buggy it became. Here in Bog, we have such a big alligator population that the baby alligators eat most of the insects. But over in Bug, the villagers are constantly getting bitten now. They go through a lot of insect repellent.
Why doesn't Bug have alligators? I ask. Don't alligators just slither around any swamps they want?
Yes, Belly says. But here in Bog, we understand that we must share our land and our swamps with swamp creatures. We're respectful of all nature, including the gators. Prince Micah of Bug hates alligators and tries to catch them, even the baby gators. He even poisoned some of them. So all the swamp creatures that were in Bug's swamps left and now live in our swamps.
Oh, great. Double the alligators. Thanks, Prince Micah.
Well, I'll let you two settle in, Belly says, heading for the door. I'll be back to check on you in a bit. When the door closes behind Belly, I go over to the white dresser against the wall and open the bottom drawer. Lots of pajamas. I take out a pair of footed purple striped ones for myself and hand Jonah footed robot PJs. There's an amazing bathroom attached to our room with a pink and purple spa tub. And after we each change and wash up, Jonah and I are both yawning and ready for bed. Jonah scurries up his ladder in 2 seconds. My brother is definitely part monkey. I watch as he cannonballs into the center of the top mattress.
Whee! This is fun!
He lands on his stomach.
So comfortable! I should ask Mom and Dad to get me 100 mattresses at home.
Prince barks like crazy from the floor.
Oops, forgot you, Jonah says.
He climbs back down, picks up Prince, climbs back up, and puts Prince on the bed. Prince wags his tail happily and starts sniffing the edge of the mattress. Yikes.
Careful, Prince, I say.
Prince keeps sniffing, and then he rolls right off the bed.
Prince! I yell as he tumbles through the air. Incredibly, he lands on all 4 paws.
He looks stunned, but right away starts whining for Jonah to take him to the top again. I guess my dog is part monkey, too. I take a deep breath and stare up, up, up at my 100 mattresses. Am I really supposed to sleep all the way up there? What if I fall off? What if I'm flipping onto my stomach and miss the edge of the bed by an inch and then roll off and break my neck? I'm 0% monkey.
Abby!
I peer up. Jonah's face is hanging over the top of his top mattress.
Go up! It's so comfy!
I put my foot on the ladder. Seems steady, I guess. I climb up, carefully. Carefully. 98 mattresses. 99. 100. Phew! I make it to the top mattress and sit down on it hesitantly.
Night, Abby,
Jonah says.
He pulls his quilt up, fluffs his pillow, and starts snoring. Prince curls up beside him and starts snoring too.
I lie down on the soft pillow and pull the quilt up to my neck. I really am tired.
I close my eyes. I won't roll off the top mattress. I won't. I open my eyes.
But what if I do?
Well, I definitely won't roll off if I'm on my stomach. I very, very carefully flip over. But why doesn't this bed have rails on the sides? It's kind of dangerous. And they could have put the bed against the wall. At least one side would have been safe. I flick my eyes from side to side. I can't sleep on here. I just can't. It's too dangerous. Maybe I can knock the top mattress off onto the floor and just sleep on that. I try to pull it a bit, but I can't budge it while I'm on it. That's it. I'm getting off this thing. I'll sleep on the rug. At least I won't fall to my death in the middle of the night. I reach for the ladder, but it's gone?
Ah! Where's the ladder? Belly must have come back to check on us, thought we were asleep, and took the ladders away until morning. I'm trapped up here. I can't get down. What if I have to go to the bathroom? I have to go to the bathroom. No, I don't. But I might. And what then?
Jonah?
I call, hopeful when he turns his head. But he's fast asleep, his mouth open. Great. Just great. I very, very carefully flip over to my back and stare at the ceiling. This is going to be a long night.